You are tuning in to the English news program of Kantar Radio and Television Station. As the city's socio-economic situation faces certain challenges, the entire political system of the city needs to exert more efforts into the task implementation. At the conference of the Executive Board of the Municipal Party Committee, which is extended to review work in the fourth quarter of 2022 that takes place on the morning of September 29, Secretary of Kantar Municipal Party Committee Lee Wangman asked members of the Municipal Party Committee Executive Board and key officials of the city to continue to promote the spirit of solidarity, innovation and creativity, focus on accomplishing the political missions, motivate socio-economic development, enhance people's lives, and further build a transparent and strong municipal party committee. Soon organize investment and trade promotion events between India and the southwestern localities and promote cooperation with Kantar City in the fields of education, healthcare, trade and services, especially leisure tourism in combination with medical treatment. These are the suggestions made by the Consul General of the Republic of India in Ho Chi Minh City, Madan Mohan Sethi, at the meeting with Vice Chairman of Kantar City People's Committee Nguyen Thuc Hien that took place on September 29 afternoon. Vice Chairman of Kantar City People's Committee Nguyen Thuc Hien affirmed that Kantar City considers India as one of the important partners in the international integration process. He highly agreed with the suggestions made by the Indian Party and wished that the Consul General would support the city in promoting its image, potential and strengths to Indian tourists and investors. On the occasion of the International Day for Older Persons, October 1st, Kantar City Red Cross Society and the Social Center for the Elderly and Orphaned Children of the city jointly organized a longevity wishing ceremony. In the warm and cozy atmosphere, longevity wishes were given to 13 seniors aged 70 to 95 who reside at the center. On September 28 afternoon, Vice Chairman of Kantar City People's Committee Nguyen Thuc Hien and Leader of the Labour and Wellness and Social Affairs Department of Kantar City and of Kadar District visited and offered presents to senior citizens aged 100 in Kadar District. The Vice Chairman offered a longevity card for the age of 100 from the State President to the senior citizens, along with 800,000 Vietnam dong in cash and presents for each of the 100 years old. Besides, leader of Kadar District visited people who are 90 years old in Trung Thanh Commune. Moving on with other news. According to many hospitals in Kantar City, the number of patients coming for health examination after the COVID-19 infection has decreased sharply compared to before. Most of the patients who come to Kantar General Hospital and Kantar Central General Hospital for examination and counseling have pre-existing conditions such as high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. Some have insomnia, fatigue, and dry cough after contracting COVID-19. Particularly at Kantar Children's Hospital, there is no patients coming for post-COVID-19 infection examination. According to the Center for Disease Control, or CDC, of Kantar City, the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine administered to people aged 18 and above is temporarily out of stock, awaiting further supply. It's expected to be available again within a week. Yesterday afternoon, Binh Thuy District People's Committee held a meeting to evaluate and classify old cup products in the area. The meeting reviewed and evaluated two products of Fungi Herbal Joint Stock Company, including Cordyceps Mushrooms and Cordyceps Wine. Council members asked the subjects to explain some more about input materials and the production process. Preliminary results of evaluation and ranking for Cordyceps Mushrooms product is 78.8 points and of Cordyceps Wine product is 80.8 points. After ranking the products in the district, after the products are ranked in the district, these products continue to participate in the city-level O Cup product ranking. And that is the end of today's English news program. Remember to listen to our news program again on our website at kantartv.vn. And now, thank you very much for tuning in. Have a good night.